With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Biden continues to face criticism over his support for Israel in the war with Hamas. White House correspondent Greg Clugston fills us in.
As the Israel-Hamas war drags on, there's a steady drumbeat of opposition from many of Joe Biden's political allies and among young voters. Everywhere the president travels these days, there are demonstrators nearby holding signs blaming Mr. Biden for not supporting a ceasefire in Gaza. Last week, during a campaign event focused on abortion rights, the president's speech was interrupted several times by protesters shouting, "Stop funding genocide and shame on you." Greg Clugston reporting.
The Biden administration is delaying consideration of new natural gas export terminals in this country.
The Friday announcement comes even as gas shipments to Europe and Asia have soared since Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The decision by Mr. Biden, against the backdrop of a presidential election year, aligns the Democratic president with environmentalists who oppose higher exports of liquefied natural gas, or LNG, which they see as causing so-called planet-warming emissions. Industry groups and political opponents of the president are condemning the pause. George Williams reporting.
Alaska Airlines has begun flying Boeing 737 MAX 9 jetliners again for the first time since they were grounded after a panel blew out the side of one of the airline's planes. The airline says it has completed its final inspection of the group of aircraft, and they resumed the MAX 9 with the flight from Seattle to San Diego back on Friday, and everything went fine. A year after the bird flu led to record egg prices and widespread shortages, the disease known as highly pathogenic avian influenza is wreaking havoc on California poultry farms. The state escaped the earlier wave of outbreaks. Now it's being hammered. This is SRN News. The American Family Association is sounding an alarm about new federal rules for the foster care system that would make it impossible for Christians to take children into their homes.
What the regulations propose is that no foster care agency would be allowed to place a child with foster parents if those foster parents did not affirm their, you know, LGBTQIAP+ identities.
Abraham Hamilton is general counsel for the AFA.
What you essentially have transpiring for the Biden administration is an effort to ultimately purge the ranks of foster care providers of those who actually adhere to a biblical position on sexuality and identity.
He says Christians need to contact their congressman, urge them to block the Biden administration plan. There are also legal remedies. Last year, the Supreme Court unanimously struck down a similar effort by the city of Philadelphia to exclude Catholics from the foster care system. This is SRN News. So what would you name a snowplow?
Every year, thousands of Minnesotans vote on names for the giant machines that clear the state's roads. Winners over the years have included Plowy McPlowface, Scoop Dog, and Hans Snowlow. The Minnesota Department of Transportation is expected to announce winners of its 2023-2024 Name a Snowplow contest next week. Minnesota will add 8 selections to more than 36 names already gracing trucks. The state began naming its 800 plows in 2020. The contest's popularity has prompted states and cities across the country to hold similar contests and name snow plows. Keith Peters reporting.
Today is Sunday, January the 28th. On this date in history, 1813, the novel Pride and Prejudice by Jane Austen was first published anonymously in London. On this date in 1915, the U.S. Coast Guard was created by President Wilson. This is SRN News.